It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. All right, so we're recording a special episode, episode number 21. This is the Mamba Mentality. As everybody all knows, that Kobe Bryant unfortunately passed away along with eight other people. One of them was his daughter, and so many other people lost, like, a father, a mother, a sister, a teammate, and it was just a terrible, terrible accident. So I just want to say a rest in peace to Kobe Bryant.
Oh, man.
To Gianna Bryant, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Alyssa Altobelli, Christina Mauser, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, and Ara Zobayan. And then I want to just take 34 seconds as a moment of silence, which is 24, 8, and 2 put together. All right, so as we mourn the loss of a legend and a young potential legend in the making, and so many other children, which is what makes this one so hard, you know what I mean? You want to think about celebrating the life. We always talk about after the mourning process, you always want to celebrate somebody's life and think about, like, the great moments that they had. So that's kind of where I want to take this episode. But really, I want to get into first the idea of the Mamba mentality. Now, he did put out a book that I had a chance to read, and I was able to pull some quotes from it. And we can just, you know what I'm saying, throw these around and talk about it, because there's certain aspects of this thought process.
First, before we go into that, bro, this is definitely a tough one to swallow. I know you've been a Kobe fan his entire career. Me just being a fan of basketball, Kobe's been very inspirational throughout my journey, throughout my life. Real quick, in our own words, I just want to go over, what is the Mamba mentality to you?
To me, it's like the relentless need to perform at a high level for excellence. Like, you strive for excellence, but it's the work and the struggle that goes into being great.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the mindset that you won't lose without winning in the process.
Okay. See, to me, I think I sort of use it in my everyday life, and until this moment, you really don't know what to call it. What is that inside of you? You get what I'm saying? And to me, it's the underdog mentality times 100. You get what I'm saying?
Like,
need for perfection, the need, the most importantly, the need to win and be successful. You get what I'm saying? Until this moment, until these last couple of days, I really haven't been able to put a name to it. You get what I'm saying? I haven't really been able to put into words what I feel. What is that feeling? You get what I'm saying?
And,
the passing of Kobe, man, first is to the basketball community is a big one. If you realize, this is probably one of the first legends,
right?
The youngest at that. You get what I'm saying? That we lost. We still got Magic. We still got Michael. We still got Elgin Baylor still here. Dr. J is still here. Jerry West. You feel me? These figures are still prominent in the basketball community,
right?
But for him to be the most recent legend, the most recent retiree, supposed to go to the Hall of Fame this year. You feel me? This is, I think this hits the hardest. You get what
right.
I'm saying?
And because there's still so many questions, but you don't want to, like, it's like they're not done investigating and looking into it. And, yeah. and even when they're done, no one's ever really going to truly know what actually happened.
Right.
But it's
right,
like
right.
the optics of it, it's like, you just wonder, like, man, it's just so unfortunate.
It's tough,
yeah.
To me, it goes a little bit deeper. I grew up. I have memory of watching Michael. You know what I'm saying? I was born in '91. Michael won his first championship in '91 and '98. So I started watching basketball. I would say around '96, '97. I could regulate. You feel me? Watching and started playing basketball that five. So. Around that time, you feel me, I did see Michael, but Kobe and AI was the ones that really made basketball what it was. You get what I'm saying? Like, what gave you the competitiveness and,
right.
you feel me, wanted you to start being flashy and start making these moves to turn around and the crossovers and, you feel me, them two really was the key players, you feel me? Especially me being a guard growing up. It's so deep to me. I named my second youngest son name is Kobe.
Right.
You feel me? My oldest son name is Jordan. But if you know me, you know that I am a diehard LeBron fan. You get what I'm saying? Like, but The person Kobe was, he made a diehard LeBron fan name his second son Kobe. You get what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Because I had to give that respect to him. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
I had to. I couldn't, like, what I don't like, what I started to hear was they tried to take Kobe out of the greatest, the GOATs. Names and you feel me, and me
they
being
can never do that.
You
yeah.
feel me,
and
me
they,
being
they,
a LeBron fan
that.
Because
yeah.
they started to go from Michael to LeBron, and you feel me, but
nah.
Kobe demanded that respect. You
right.
get what I'm saying? Like, in any aspect where you tried to X him out as one of the GOATs, you feel me, you can't. If his defense, he's been all first team defense, you feel me,
yeah.
he's been MVP, he's been scoring titles and things, you know what I'm saying? So to me, it's like,
well, what he says is that a lot of people say they want to be great, but they're not willing to make the sacrifices necessary to achieve greatness.
Right.
They have other concerns, whether important or not, and they spread themselves out.
Right.
And that's fine. After all, greatness is not for everybody.
Right.
But he says that the mindset isn't about seeking a result. It's more about the process of getting to that result.
Mm.
It's about the journey and the approach. It's a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that that is important in all endeavors to have that mentality. And he also talks about, like, adding pieces to his game and, like, not being afraid to fuck it up, you know what I'm saying, the first time around, you know what I'm saying, because he was able to see someone do a basketball move and almost, like, download it into his brain.
Right.
He actually said, you know what I'm saying, like, it's just so crazy.
And right. And
and one thing he says is that he hates the word obsessive, but he likes to use the word immersive. And it's like one of the key takeaways of it is you have to immerse yourself in what it is that you're doing. Like, you have to make that part of your everyday routine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, what he does, right? Because growing up, it was this mentality that you had to have to be like Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Be like Mike was win at all costs. That's the only thing that mattered. You feel me? And what Kobe did, Kobe took that mentality and broke it down into sections.
You want to know what's crazy?
Sections.
You want to know when I first, all right, I'm going to keep it. You want to know when I first, like, became a Kobe Bryant fan? It was because I became a Kobe Bryant fan before I actually really saw him play basketball.
Okay.
The reason why I knew who Kobe Bryant was was because he took Brandy to the prom.
Oh yeah, he was a GOAT for that. He was like, I have this friend.
When I heard that he took Brandy to the prom back in the day, once we heard that, I was like, oh. And back in that day, it was like the magazines and all that, right? So you seen like this guy, Kobe Bryant, took Brandy to the prom. And Brandy was like it at that point in time. Damn, like, who is this guy? Yeah. So automatically, on the video game, I always wanted to have Kobe Bryant. So before he was on the game, I created him on the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I just looked at his stats and seen how tall he was and how much he weighed.
Not to bring this up at a time like this, but you owe the shit for that. If you had to create Kobe in the game, you is old. That is definitely gray PlayStation. That is.
But yeah, that's how low.
But, I wish I had my man Rob be up here. He's another diehard Kobe fan. And when I mean, he know facts about Kobe that nobody knows. He definitely would have been up here going right now. But, Kobe was definitely a GOAT from the jump. From that gave him his swag. You get what I'm saying? Right. Like, he took Brandy to the prom. Then you could see from that moment, he had his, when he announced he was going to the NBA.
Right.
And that little press conference, he had the little glasses on, right? You could see the swag popping out. You could see the confidence. You get what I'm saying? Like,
and then Charlotte traded him to the Lakers.
And it was a wrap from there. Yeah. Good move, Jerry.
And then I had the video game that had him on there. And yeah, I had to put him in the game because they had Eddie Jones starting.
Yeah.
Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel was the point guard.
Yeah, that was a long, long, long time.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Kobe,
So what do you think about his 81-point game versus Wilt's 100-point game?
I ain't see Wilt, so I don't got no comment for that. But his 81-point game, I hated it. Because, what year was this, 04? No, it was 06.
It was in 2006, yeah.
Yeah, 06. This is the beginning of LeBron reign. At this point, I've been a LeBron fan since he was in high school. So, can nobody tell me nothing about LeBron at this point. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And first, 30 and second quarter and 40. And you like, what the hell is going on? Because in the back of your head, you was like, oh, they about to call this nigga the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah.
And then, LeBron ain't going to be able to do a damn thing.
He also scored 62 points in three quarters. You know what I'm saying? Against the Mavericks.
And this is what I had to deal with growing up as a LeBron fan. You get what I'm saying? Like, I would come to school, LeBron is the greatest, and then Kobe would score 60-something points, and niggas would look at me like, nigga, what you got to say about that?
Right. And then, if you remember the infamous alley-oop against the Blazers, they're down, you know what I'm saying? Kobe brings it, dribbles into the lane, tosses it up, Shaq gets it, and then,
One hand.
Yeah.
The point to the crowd, Shaq said he was pointing to his son Sharif in the stands.
Right.
But that goes down. Like, when you have a clip of all the greatest NBA moments, you feel me? That's definitely a greatest NBA moment.
You can really see the Mamba mentality when he hit the free throws, and we find out later that his Achilles was torn. Like, he tore his Achilles on the play before.
And he had to hobble
and went to the line, you know what I'm saying? And like stayed in the game to like
That's definitely one that shows the heart. I gotta finish this play.
Matt Barnes tried to
flick the ball at his face. Yeah, man, they was talking about that the other day on this podcast.
He was stone cold. Yeah,
one of my favorite Kobe moments, and I can't really attach this moment to like a specific play, but it's when he give you the face. And he clenches teeth, and you feel me? He give you the fist. I mean, like, oh my God, that look right there is scary.
Yeah, you know it's about to go down.
It's scary. That just means I did some shit, nigga, and I just killed you. That's the venom right there.
Yeah, that's when the Mamba comes out.
Yo, I can't believe we really at this moment, man. I never thought we would be talking about losing somebody like Kobe Bryant.
Right. And then Shaq has been as vocal as he can about it, but he is clearly going through it. You know what I'm saying?
Because think about it. Yeah. Since I've been born, since I could regulate anything, Shaq and Kobe has been
the greatest duo ever.
There may never be a better duo than that. Even when you're not talking about basketball and you're talking about two things that go together, go together, you feel me? It's either you say peanut butter and jelly or you saying Shaq and Kobe. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's a known duo. No matter what you're talking about, two things that go together is definitely Shaq and Kobe, man.
Right.
And I don't think it will ever be a better duo.
Nah.
A more dominant big man than Shaq, and a more, how can I put him? Because he was just, and that's a whole different, that's not even Mamba mentality, Kobe. You get what I'm saying? That's pure talent, Kobe. You feel me? Like, Mamba mentality ain't coming till Shaq left.
Like, I remember, like, late in his career, instead of doing, like, some guards or some people his size that played his position would do practicing in the offseason, he started practicing against centers and working on post moves and moves with his back against the basket. And if you remember, when he came back after that season where he really started working on that, you could see how that was that deadly mid-range posting up a player became a staple of it. And he would score relentlessly like that.
I hate it. Because you know who had to go get one after that. You know, because he went down to Miami and it wasn't going, and we had to put our back to the basket. But that deadly, boom, boom.
But even though we struggled the last couple years, you know what I'm saying, we sent Kobe off greatly. And then after he retired, you know what I'm saying, it seemed that he left basketball alone. And then, you know, he started getting into coaching and coaching his daughter's basketball team. And that's when the Mambacita was born. And he tells a story about how one time he was with her and people walked up to him, like, trying to interview him and were basically telling him, like, some fans were like, hey, like, you need to have a son so he can carry on the legacy. And she just looked at him and said, nah, don't worry. Like, I got this. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it said that about a month or two ago, Kobe had officially applied for a trademark and a U.S. patent for Mambacita. So it was like, it was clear the direction
it was about to come, man.
You know, she was very adamant about becoming a UConn player one day, and they definitely honored her in the game that they played against Team USA the other day. They had, you know, a jersey with her name and number two on an empty chair on the bench, as well as some flowers, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, symbol the bench that she never got a chance to make it to. And it was really nice. You know what I mean? I know that a lot of different media outlets have been talking about how ESPN is trying to use the tragedy for their own shameless promotion. And I think that that's a completely unfair accusation to put on a network who is major in the sports world. And when one of the sports world's biggest figures maybe ever, you know what I'm saying, like, something happens like that, it's natural for them to talk about it, but they still have to continue with regular programming.
Right. But to me, that's not fair, because all these other networks is now capitalizing off of this story, which is a very heartfelt story. You feel me? The great basketball legend dies in a helicopter accident with his daughter and other young kids and parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, you feel me? But I think this is something that people need to see. You get what I'm saying? Because deep down inside of everybody, I think this made everybody a better person at the end of the day. You get what I'm saying? And I think Mamba mentality goes beyond just what he meant it to be. You get what I'm saying? Because now, before people or people going to start thinking with a certain mentality now. You get what I'm saying? Because this is not just nationwide. This is international. You feel me?
Like, even myself, like, I've always considered myself someone who had drive and focus and determination, like, to do the shit that I'm trying to do. But even me now, I feel like this extra, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to do it harder.
You gotta make it happen now, right? I think that's what everybody, man. And me, I don't even know how to put it, because I know how I feel about it, and I'm not even, like, the biggest Kobe fan. You get what I'm saying? So I know it's Kobe fans that was ride or die. You feel me? Right. He was better than Mike, better than LeBron, better than, you feel me? And I know they're going. You get what I'm saying? I know you're one of them. I know one of my other friends is one of them. And it's just crazy, man. I never thought that we would come to this point. What else we got?
I mean, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, once again, say rest in peace and my condolences to all the families that lost somebody in this tragedy. And even more so, the families, because the one thing that people need to keep in mind is that some of these families weren't necessarily quote-unquote famous. And now they have to grieve in front of the entire world on a magnitude that they didn't necessarily want nor ask for, nor you know what I'm saying? So you have to understand how crazy this must be for them. And regardless, they have to live their pain out in front of the entire world. Right. I think people need to keep that in mind. Like, this is a unique situation and a tragic situation, but people need to really just take that in mind about we don't have to keep reminding them right now, you know what I'm saying, about what happened. I think we need to give them a minute to chill.
Right. Let them grieve in peace.
And that's all that I got.
R.B. Kobe. To be the best, you have to win.
And that's what drives me. He's the best player in the game. It's just that simple. There's nothing that Kobe Bryant can't do. He will defend your best player. He will shoot from the perimeter. He will get all in your mug. He will do whatever it takes. He is the most complete basketball player in the game today, bar none. He has an assassin's mentality. I said this when the trade went down, and I'll repeat it again. Who's starving more for an NBA World Championship more than Kobe Bryant? There is no one. This guy is highly motivated. What separates Kobe from the pack? More than Kobe Bryant. There is no one.
Okay. How we doing, work? 2-4 on my shirt. He the greatest on the floor, and I'm the greatest on the verse. Going for the fourth ring like it was his first. Gotta get the gleam. Do it for Kareem. 2-4, so nice. My flow so mean. Catch me at the game, sitting next to Goldstein. Kobe Bryant, Nikes, purple gold streams. Kobe in the game, dunking on the blue team. Black Mamba, attack conquer. Basketball beast, rap monster. Crossover good, a turnaround jumper. I just drive the lane and dunk. You know where it's going, it's going down, yo. This is the lake show, but don't drown, though. I call him King Bryant, and I let the crown show.
That's it, I'm just lost for words,
man,
he's amazing.
Pass me the damn ball, I don't need a pick at all. And don't worry about my shot, cause I'ma get that all. Yeah, I drops 40 on your double team. Then I drop 81 on another team. Yeah, you better guard me with caution. And watch I work them like an auction. No such thing as exhaustion. No time for resting. Cause I don't take breaks. I just break records. And I prefer the ball with 3 seconds. And I bet we gon' win it all in 3 seconds. You did? That is a guarantee, apparently. And please tell your defense, don't ever man to man with me. Double team, triple team. You didn't just tickle me, but I never let them get to me. Literally, step back and give them a 3. Ain't no defending me.
One guy's certainly envious of the way Bryant's played lately. James.
I've been called to Santa. He's the definitely the best player in our league. To me, in my eyes, the best scorer in our league. And I don't know if it's not another guy in the league that can accomplish something.
Never take a day off. Catch you at the top of the key and get a J off. Baseline, FaceTime, timed out like 2-3. Even 2-3, gotta love how I do me. Practice while you sleep, practice in my sleep. Straight out of high school, the brackets ain't for me. I will be jumping over you like I got a mattress at my feet. And all field Jackson things, you better be passing it to me. I put the master in the piece, attack it like a beast. And I am starving for victory, and that means I'ma eat. And when they ask you who's the best, then the answer should be me.
Who's the best player that you
Still
Kobe
Bryant.
Really? Why?
Because you never know
what
you're
going to
get.
Call me Mr. Clutch, or Mr. Automatic. I can post them up, all of them go get the alley. I'm going for the ring, I'm going for the ring. I went to Beijing and came back with the bling. Who they want? They want Kobe. And what he want? He want the trophy, the victory, and the glory. No Shaq, no Robert Horry. Not break them off.
Website at www.itsnotjustmepodcast.com.